Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Thursday, November the 12th, 2020. And I have the honor to have Professor James Fetzer on, a whistleblower, ex-captain of the Marine Corps, professor, University of Wisconsin, one of the top patriots in this country, his own radio show, jamesfetzer.org. Now, he's on top of the election fraud. I kind of skipped out during about a week there, because I was in the process of moving, folks, and it took 2 weeks instead of a week, I figured. Anyway, I'm back in action, and I want to report today something. I got a phone call. I said, Stu, you got to look into this. Brownstein law firm is Dominion Software. I said, you're kidding me. So I've been digging corporate records, doing other stuff, seeing what's out there, and sure enough, it goes back to Denver. Now, where the equation to Denver, folks, is very interesting, because Norman Brownstein, the attorney, was the attorney in charge of Bill Barr, the current Attorney General of the United States, when they both served underneath Daddy Bush's CIA directorship. Now, Norman Brownstein was known as one of the six CIA counsel. Barr was his assistant. Barr was a CIA counsel named Robert Johnson, not Bill Barr. Now, he was an assistant to them. Now, the first known mortgage fraud, where they're coming back and say they own your mortgages, et cetera, and taking homes away from you. They're taking your equity because they already own the mortgage company that you're paying to. Here's the point. It was called World Financial, Inc. And Norman Brownstein set it up with Daddy Bush, and they first tested it it's out in Colorado where the Denver Tech Center is, that area, Arapahoe County. They tested to see if they could get away with it, steal people's equities, and they did it. Now, that's Bill Barr then. And Bill Barr was the one that said to invade Panama illegally, Noriega, gave advice to then-president because he was the attorney general underneath Daddy Bush. Now, Norman Brownstein is in the middle of this Dominion software and Diebold systems and all the fraud that's gone on. Now, being an APEC director, his partner, the other APEC director, is Larry Mizell. Now, Larry Mizell and Norman Brownstein both were on the board of directors of Silverado Savings and Loan, of which I got congressional investigations of, and my friend, Professor, University of Kansas City at Law, Bill Black, was the one that shut him down. And I've had him on. If you go to the radio bar, scroll down, I had him on, I think, about a year ago. Anyway. They were laundering the drug money from MENA, Arkansas, and the Clintons. All of Iran-Contra, all ties to all this stuff with the China connection, with Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas, Patrick Fong, if you check it out, tied to Biden's son, and these payoffs from Chinese intelligence, et cetera, with everything that floated on the Internet before the election. Now, Brownstein's a dangerous cat and gator. He's one of the ones that controlling the Federal Reserve, basically. They not only did they have Silverado and all the money, drugs, guns, everything else, laundered $12 trillion in 9 years worth of money. They laundered Clinton's $2.5 billion they had in drug money. And there was a sting operation on all of them. It was called M&L back in 1984, Ross Perot set up after they tried to murder Reagan. And Reagan appointed one of the oversight committee of six people, and he set up a sting. M&L, I got all the evidence on it, and it shows the $2.5 billion of Clinton's money that they, as they entered the White House, they said they were broke, didn't have any money. They had $2.5 billion at that time in narcotics profits. So I just wanted to throw that out there, that here's Norman Brownstein, the law firm, would receive from the Rose Law Firm, Little Rock, Arkansas, trusts each week. These trusts were foreign trusts to hide their identity, and they did not have to pay U.S. income tax. But if they created a corporation and entity under the trust, then that trust or that entity has to pay tax. And this is the way they hide who really owns the trust, these foreign trusts. And it was the Rose Law Firm, Hillary Clinton, and Brownstein working together. With that said, Jim, give us your report. I'll have a huge report on the Brownstein Law Firm and the Dominion Software and the Hill of the Beast later sometime today or tomorrow. Jim, with that said, you've got a lot to say. Go ahead.
Well, just so the public understands why what you're reporting here is so crucial to the attempt to steal the election, the Dominion software was being used in 30 states, Stu. And it turns out that the chief executive officer of Dominion Software is the chief of staff of Nancy Pelosi, that a principal owner, stock owner of Dominion Software is the husband of Dianne Feinstein, a very alert election official in Michigan observed that there was a glitch in the software that transferred 6,000 votes in that county from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. If you generalize on that 6,000 votes, since Michigan has around 83 counties, Pennsylvania around 159, just assume for the sake of mathematical simplicity, 100 counties per state times 30 states, 6,000 votes per county, we're talking about 18 million votes that were subject to manipulation by Dominion software. Now, what the public has to understand is the mainstream media, as well as the social media giants and the big tech, are all complicit in a conspiracy to steal the election in a monstrous, technologically implemented coup. Because the fact of the matter is Joe Biden has not been elected president of the United States. There are lawsuits in seven crucial states, Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, that represent 94 electoral votes. None of those votes can be allocated until the lawsuits are resolved. And it appears that Trump is going to prevail in most or all of those states, which means he's going to win re-election, which anyone would have predicted in advance. I had multiple indicators, anyone but the mainstream media who are trying to set up the country for the electoral theft by giving exaggerated estimates of how many likely voters were going to support Biden or Trump, which ought to have been an obvious scam to the American people, because Joe Biden couldn't get 10 people to his announcement of having won the election. When President Trump came to Kenosha, which is just a couple hours of where I reside here in Wisconsin, and Stu, as a minor correction, I was on the faculty of the University of Minnesota, but then moved to Wisconsin. Yeah, not a problem. Then moved to Wisconsin after my retirement in 2006. There was a stream of citizens $5 long to greet Donald Trump. When Joe Biden came to Kenosha, one woman turned out. When Biden went to Duluth, Minnesota, where I resided for 19 years, he had a rally in the Carpenters Union. 12 people turned out. Meanwhile, Trump elsewhere in Minnesota was drawing tens of thousands. This happened all over the country. In Arizona, local reporters were simply dumbfounded when at a joint appearance of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, nobody showed. Nobody. So who could possibly believe this complete fantasy that Joe Biden would get more votes than any candidate for president in the history, when he's cognitively incompetent, when he has a history of pedophilia, and when the monstrous criminal Biden enterprise has been exposed by the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop, which the mainstream media has refused to report. Now, here's the key. President Trump tweeted today that Dominion attempted to alter our election and got caught. An analysis of the election night data from all the states shows that millions of votes were either switched from Trump to Biden or were lost using the Dominion vote machines, or in some cases complemented by others. Get this. An analysis of the raw voting data dumps from the 2020 election carried out by, in this case, a user calls himself Centipede, reveals bombshell news. Hundreds of thousands of votes were switched, done in real time, which explains why election counting was slowed in swing states in order for the election theft to be coordinated and executed. He wrote a script to detail all the instances of votes being lost or switched from Trump to Biden. His data source is the New York Times raw data dump feed. The author also claims the data is from a second source and is the same data used by ABC, CBS, CNN, and NBC, also used by the New York Times. Now, let me give you just a few highlights. Pennsylvania switched from Trump to Biden, 220,883 lost, just completely disappeared, 941,248. They got rid of nearly a million votes, all of which, and by the way, every one of these changes was to benefit Biden and to harm Trump. In Georgia and Michigan, it was on a smaller scale. Switch 20,213 lost 21,882 in Michigan. In Georgia, switch 17,407 lost 33,574. In Virginia, however, much larger scale, switched 12,163 lost 789,023. It's absolutely stunning what was taking place. In yet more shocking news, Rudy Giuliani has now confirmed during a live broadcast on Steve Bannon's War Room that Dominion software witnesses are stepping forward and blowing the whistle. Without the vote fraud, Trump wins with 307 electoral votes. With the vote fraud, however, Biden wins with 304. Where fraud has been detected and documented in nearly all the swing states, including Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Virginia. Let me add this, Stu, and then you offer your comments. Sources told us the CIA was in charge of running the vote theft operation with Gina Haspel deeply involved in straight-up treason. On election night, President Trump and hand-selected DOD personnel were sitting in a secure command room watching and documenting the entire election theft taking place in real time. All the vote theft has been recorded in detail. The vote theft was allowed to take place so that deep state treasonous actors would be caught in the act. Big tech, the mainstream media, and the CIA are all conspiring to try to gaslight the nation and falsely claim that Biden won, even though they all know the election was stolen by the voting machine software theft. That's why they're rushing to remove Trump from office right now, with John Brennan, Obama's former CIA director, practically crapping in his pants on live TV, demanding Trump be immediately removed via the 25th Amendment, because Brennan and the others know they've been caught. Trump has all the evidence. He has a detailed transaction log showing the fraud playing out in real time. In the coming weeks, this information will be presented to the U.S. Supreme Court, which we anticipate will invalidate the election, kick the outcome back to Congress, where each state in the House of Representatives gets to choose a president, but there's only one vote per state, where Republicans have the majority and will reelect the President of the United States. Meanwhile, I would simply add that the President has dumped this guy Esper from the Department of Defense and replaced him with a new Secretary of Defense who's in line with his program of getting America out of the Middle East and quelling any uprisings that may be taking place in these compromised, these manufactured protests by Antifa, Black Lives Matter, funded, supported by George Soros and the Democratic Party. That's the big picture of where things stand today as we speak. Stu.
Now, Nunes or DeSantis, whoever it is, that's the new Florida governor, his former assistant when he was on the judiciary and was pounding Strzok and McCabe and Comey and all of them for all the fraud that they were involved with, the fake dossier. His assistant is now deputy undersecretary of the Department of Defense. He's been appointed. Good guy. That's good. He's got military background. Now, Jim, Mr. Trump's not the only one, it seems, maybe be able to go to court. Stu Webb grand jury demand versus George W. Bush, U.S. District Court, 95Y107, filed on March. This was filed originally on February 27, 1995, Criminal Division, and Judge U.S. District Judge Richard Mache was assigned to the case. It was refiled on July the 1st, 2003, and then refiled in 2010. They tried to murder me each time I filed this thing. Stuart Webb, on behalf of the people, et cetera, versus Kerry Sue Millman, a.k.a. Kerry Webb. You know, it lays out the detail. Leonard Millman, Elaine Millman, George Herbert Walker Bush, Neil Bush, Jeb Bush, Arvin Bush, James Baker, Carl Linder, Gail Norton, Phil B. Wynn, Larry Mizell. Larry Mizell, he'll be coming up in the software before it's over with, Norman Brownstein. Now, in this grand jury filing against Larry Mizell, Mr. APEC director that took over from my former father-in-law, that took over for Millman, that had taken over from Meyer Lansky, Larry Mizell owns HSBC Bank, the world's largest in the world. He's one of 12 disciples of Satan, folks. They're controlling 95% of the U.S. economy with 400 men. Now, in this grand jury demand, Larry A. Mizell, co-conspirator, CEO, NBC Holdings, Inc., parent company of Silverado, Imperial Savings, Security Fraud, Narcotics, Money Laundering, Narcotics Trafficking, Pension Fund Frauds, Norman Brownstein. Now, this is the one showing up in the Dominion stuff. Co-conspirator, counsel to CIA Director George Bush, current Bush crime family attorney, former NBC Director, Obstruction of Justice. Holly North, Hillary Clinton. Co-conspirator, CIA counsel, U.S. Senator, New York, narcotics, money laundering to M&L Business Machines Company, Denver, Colorado. Now, that was a sting operation Ross Perot set up. Obstruction of justice, blackmail of U.S. Congress and senators. William Jefferson Clinton, co-conspirator, CIA agent, former U.S. president, narcotics trafficking in the United States of America, Iran Contra, obstruction of justice. Charles Keating, Frederico Pena, who had to resign when M&L stung him. Okay, Wilmington Webb, Meyer Blinder, Linder Thomas, Brian Campbell, Zita Wineshank, Edward Nottingham. These are all federal judges. Sherman Feinsilver, Henry Solano, the U.S. attorney that refused to do his job, that the judge said if he doesn't do his job, which Al Martin, the Iran-Contra whistleblower, came forth with me and talked to him on the phone. It is under my recordings up there, folks, under radio. You can listen to yourself. Anyway, he obstructed justice. I got anthrax, and so did Al Martin. Michael J. Norton, he threw me in jail. His assistant, Greg Graff, whose brother's on the board of directors of NBC, the parent company for Silverado. Thomas O'Rourke, Joseph Mackey, Charles O'Kelly, Charles Sindich. These are people, Lee Reddick, who was a co-conspirator, Inspector General, U.S. Department of Justice, Public Integrity Section, Washington, D.C., et cetera. David Mann, his assistant, who took $1.5 million bribe that I had the proof and evidence of to cover up and obstruct for Lee Reddick. Robert Pence, FBI Director. James M. Lyons, MDC Holdings. Alan Karsh, Millman's brother-in-law. Ted Gunderson, also known as Ted L. Gunderson. Thomas Gall, Anna Mae Newman, Tim White, Brendan Nigri. Now, these are all trolls of the government. Larry Lawson, Shirley Anderson, Doug Millar, Sherry Schreiner, Charles Bruce Stewart, Ken Adachi, Dennis Bozak, Ann Bozak, Rosalind Rabley, Nate Tapier, Tom Fisher, Louis Swint, Mark Holslaw of the FBI, and several police departments. Now, I have treason and sedition charges in here, Jim. Theft of the U.S. economy in here. And it's never been answered. And the judge said I could appear before the grand jury with my private attorney. Well, the President of the United States is going to be hearing from me.
Yeah, that's great, Stu. I love it. I love it. I love it. I think you're right on top of this.
We got to take these people down. And I'm sticking my butt out here doing this. I'm going to do it. Because we have to defend the Constitution. We have to defend this presidency. We must defend our country now, or it's going to go to total chaos and hell.
Well, of course.
Now, you heard, I had Scott Bennett on yesterday. He gave a pretty good detailed report. You were on a couple of, you had him on a couple of days before, but he mentioned about the Florida governor, or I had brought it, and he mentioned also, but the Florida governor, you know, that was on the judiciary, has issued an order that if anybody comes into anybody's cities and start burning the cities, rioting and looting, he says, you have the right to your second, you have your Second Amendment right that you can count on, and he says you won't be prosecuted.
Very good. That was DeSantis in Florida?
Yeah. I thought that was real good. He drafted up the order and signed it yesterday.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent.
I know.
Well, you know, Trump passed an executive order, so anyone taking down these statues on federal property was subject to arrest and imprisonment and a $10,000 fine. And you notice we haven't had any more efforts to take down statues. I mean, Trump is doing so many good things, Stu. It's just dumbfounding to me that anyone would doubt that the guy's on the right side and working on behalf of the American people to drain the swamp. He's doing it, Stu.
Yeah, I believe he is. Now, you mentioned statues. I want to add something. Here where I live in the Kansas City area, it's Jackson County, Missouri. And it was named after Andrew Jackson, who was a black slave owner at the time, became president. But they got a statue right down in front of the county courthouse, okay? And they did everything they could to vandalize it and, you know, graffiti it with paint and all the other stuff. They did all that stuff. Now, they had it on the voter on the election day. Should the statue remain or be removed? 70% of Jackson County, which majority is black in the county itself, I think it's 60% versus 40, I may be wrong, but they voted, 70% of the people voted, registered voters, to leave the statue in place.
Excellent.
Yeah, I like that. Jim, you got anything else to report on about these criminals?
I don't want to overload with trivialities. It's all going to be revealed. There was an elaborate sting involved here where the president, anticipating what was going to happen, had the legitimate ballots watermarked but didn't notify the public. The Democrats didn't know. So they have a watermark that can be tracked by what's known as a blockchain technology. Just as an interesting aside, on the day of the election, Melania was wearing a very interesting dress that exemplified a pattern of blockchain technology. So they were able to trace every single ballot. Steve Pachinik came out, talked about it. I've had confirmation from several independent sources. They were able to track in real time where every vote went, what happened to it. And the massive, you know, manufacture of fake ballots, easily discernible, because they do not have the watermark. This is just brilliant. So just as the guy is the master of the art of the deal, he's also the master of the art of war by allowing his enemies to show themselves and commit their mistakes before he comes in for the kill. This is going to be a massive clean out of the deep states, too. And frankly, I don't think there's any other way it could have been done, because their stranglehold on American democracy by way of the voting machines, particularly Dominion, was the key to their survival and control. Trump, I believe, has now decimated all their efforts, and there are going to be severe consequences.
I think so. I know a few people, and I know Scott's connected, Scott Bennett, because his attorney is Sidney Powell, who's, General Flynn, and General Flynn was a good friend of Super Spook Otis Johnson, a good friend of mine, and I knew what he said, and he told me before his death, before they stone-yarded him, and he was on his deathbed when he told me that on the phone. They had finally got him, but he told me that the one that was prosecuting Trump, trying to prosecute him, Assistant Attorney General, what's his name?
Barr.
Not Barr, but the one that was trying to prosecute Trump for supposedly election frauds and prosecuting Flynn and everybody. I forgot his name. Anyway, he told me if he doesn't do his job, he's going to prison. His name slipped in my mind. He said he'd go to prison. 2 months later, Otis is dead. 2 weeks later, General Flynn was arrested. Now, I know former prosecutors. I know former FBI. I know a lot of people like you do, and spooks and other stuff. And I'll tell you, I've heard from a few this past week that I've talked to on a throwaway, and it's some serious shit. Serious stuff's going on. Matter of fact, they tried to kill a former Colorado prosecutor this past week in a car crash. Pretty bad.
Stu, it's always a pleasure being on with you, my friend.
It's always my pleasure being on with you, and what I want you to do is watch your back, because you're a major whistleblower. That's Sandy Hook shit. Before this is over with, you're going to have justice, Jim. I guarantee you, because I'm going to be there delivering justice if necessary.
That's true. So, Stu, I like it. I like it, my friend.
With that said, to you, Jim. And by the way, I wish you a happy Veterans Day yesterday.
Yeah, well, I had a wonderful time. I had dinner with some friends at a Longhorn Steakhouse. Because I was a veteran, I got a complimentary appetizer. One of my closest friends just happened to be his birthday, so he joined us. I treated him to dinner. He got a complimentary dessert, and my friends were treating me to dinner, so it was a really very nice occasion. We had a great talk, a great time, and, you know, it was just super nice.
All right. Great. I'm glad for you. Anyway, with that said, any last words? Give out your jamesfetcher.org, right? Is where they find everything.
That's the blog where you can find a lot of really excellent articles about all these matters. That is the blog. And meanwhile, also, you find I'm doing a series of interviews and reports on big deals at jimtheconspiracyguide.com. And my daily updates are available at my Twitter, at Jim Fetzer or at James Fetzer, one way or the other. It's entitled Need to Know. And I've been doing a daily update every day of the week for now, good gravy, you know, 30 weeks. I mean, it's just astounding. It was part of an earlier program called Real Deal Reports, but now Need to Know, with really excellent colleagues, and it's moving very aggressively to expose everything that's going on, everything you need to know.
All right. All right. Jim, I want to thank you very much for coming on with me and giving that report.
My pleasure, Stu.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Got it. Bye.